Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called The Bats, Birds, and Beasts, a classic fable adapted by Daniel Hines and performed for you by Kelsey Lee. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Alexa, Kayla, and Amelia and their family, Violet and Stella and their family, Madeline, Isabel, Orly, and Fruit Cup and their family, and Mitra Mehta and their family. Thank you so much, Mitra Mehta, Fruit Cup, Orly, Isabel, Madeline, Stella, Violet, Amelia, Kayla, and Alexa. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and receive a thank you in a future episode, please head to patreon.com/stories and make a pledge. Then send an email to Amanda at storiespodcast.com and let us know who to thank. For as little as $1 per month, our Patreon subscribers also gain access to a special commercial-free feed with all of our past episodes on it. The feed works with any podcast player, and you can email us if you need help setting it up.
Hey, grown-ups, power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Thanks! Enjoy the episode!
Once upon a time, long, long ago, the birds and the beasts went to war. We don't know what they were fighting over, but it must have been very serious, because all the animals came out. Every bird that could fly came to join the army of the birds. Every fuzzy creature that could walk, crawl, or gallop came to join the side of the beasts. In between, not sure which one to side with, was the bat. You see, the bat was in a unique position. She was technically a beast, fur and all. Simple enough, right? But she also had wings, so really she looked more like a bird. It was all very confusing to the other animals, and the bat quickly put that to good use. She wanted to side with the winners, but it was impossible to know which side would emerge victorious. But using her confusing looks, the bat hatched a plan. She would watch the battle from the distance, safe and quiet. Then, only when one side or the other looked to have the advantage, she could pop out and join the winners. It was a good little plan, and all in all, she was quite proud of it. All she had to do was lie convincingly.
"Let the others fight and struggle," she said to herself. "I'll just wait for my perfect moment." She hid herself in the shadows of a nearby cave, and come dawn, the battle began. First came the morning birds, singing their songs and floating in upon the rising sun. Across the battlefield came the cheetahs and antelopes, who had put aside their differences to fight the birds. And the birds would fight, that was clear. Line after line of hawks and eagles and owls came, all screeching and flapping their wings in time. But the animals answered back with beasts of every size and shape and style. A great old lion was their commander, and elephants brought up the rear, trumpeting loudly at any beast who fell behind. The two sides rushed at each other like raging rapids. The beasts reared up, and the birds folded their wings and dove.
"Here it comes!" cried the bat.
Birds and beasts clashed with a wild explosion of feathers and fur, beaks and bears, wings and wolves. An eagle swooped down and carried off a ferret. A great ape leapt from a lion's back and swatted down a duck. A flock of seagulls and a pack of dogs played tug-of-war with a swan. Everywhere you turned, there were diving birds and leaping beasts. The battle surged back and forth across the field like stormy seas, and the bat watched it all from her secret cave.
"Nearly time now," she said.
The birds seemed to be winning the day. Already many of the beasts were retreating. A group of birds landed in a nearby tree and began discussing strategy.
"Well, now or never," the bat said, and she flapped from her cave to the tree. "Ooh, what a fight," she said, panting as though she were very tired.
The birds all turned to look at her.
"It's a beast," hooted a proud old owl. A mammal. Get her."
A hungry hawk turned her way, but the bat spoke up quickly.
"A bat's not a mammal, friend, it's a bird. A bat's not a mammal, friend, it's a bird. Do I look like a Do-do-do-do. A bat's not a mammal, haven't you heard? A bat's not a mammal, haven't you heard? The beasts are all on the ground to stay. I'm up in the air just a soaring away. Oh, a bat's not a mammal, haven't you heard? Do 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 da 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 da.
The birds all paused and looked at one another. They were skeptical, but finally the old owl said,
"Wings? So she is a bird. Very well, then."
After that, all the birds welcomed her. They won the battle that day, but there would be another tomorrow, they said. And they whispered to each other, it would be harder tomorrow. The beasts were fast learners, and they would surely come back with a plan to beat them. This made the bat nervous. Had she chosen the wrong side? The more she thought about it, the more she was sure she did.
"Oh, why did I pick the birds?" she said. "I need to get out of here, or I could lose in the battle tomorrow."
So that night, after all the other animals had gone to sleep, the bat snuck away from the other birds. She was small and black as night, so it wasn't hard. After creeping away a bit, she took wing and flew back to her cave.
"Let's see how the battle goes tomorrow," she said. "I'd hate to be on the losing side."
The next day dawned, and the battle resumed. True to the birds' prediction, the beasts came back twice as strong as the day before. As the day wore on, it soon became clear that the beasts would win the day.
"Now or never, here we go again,"
the bat said, and flew over to a group of beasts.
"Look, a bird," said a sleek black panther. "You're in the wrong place, friend, and soon you'll be dinner." "Wait, wait," cried the bat.
"A bat's not a bird, friend, it's a mammal. A bat's not a bird, friend, it's a mammal. Do I look like I'm rocking a beak? Flying due south when it's cold for a week. Oh, a bat's not a bird, friend, it's a mammal. Do-do-do-do, a bat's not a bird, well, haven't you heard? A bat's not a bird, well, haven't you heard? Use your eyes, I ain't got one feather. I flap my wings, man, they look like leather. A bat's not a bird, well, haven't you heard? Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Na-da-da-da-da-da-da."
The panther licked her chops, but the mice called the bat their long-lost cousin and invited her to join their supper. Everything seemed to be going perfectly well, until the next day. Once again, the birds gained the upper hand, and once again the bat joined them afterwards. Then the next day, the beasts were winning, and the bat returned to them. Back and forth she went as the war raged on, and then, finally, sick of battle, the birds and the beasts agreed to have peace. The war was over.
"I did it! My genius plan worked!"
said the bat, but her celebration didn't last long. As the leaders of the birds and the beasts talked, they realized that the bat had lied to both sides. This made them very angry, and they soon summoned the bat to stand trial. The great eagle, leader of the birds, was there. So too was the golden lion, king of the beasts. The bat stood between them, wondering if they had found her out.
"Bat! You're here because you claim to be a bird and a beast. You fought for neither of us and used us both. Am I mistaken?" asked the lion.
The bat shook her head, knowing she was guilty.
"Very well, then," said the eagle. "Because you choose to not have a side during the war, you don't get to have one during peace. From now on, you'll be the friend of neither bird nor beast. You are forbidden from coming out during the day. You may only come out at night when everyone else is sleeping."
"On this," said the lion, "the birds and beasts agree." And to this day, that agreement stands. The bats must all live in the caves and only come out at night, hunting by the light of the moon, while the other animals enjoy the sun. So let that be a lesson. If you lie to everyone, you'll be friends with no one.
The End. Today's story, The Bats, Birds, and Beasts was a classic fable adapted by Daniel Hines and performed by Kelsey Lee, with songs by them both. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and receive a thank you in a future episode, please head to patreon.com/stories and make a pledge. Then send an email to Amanda at storiespodcast.com and let us know who to thank. Thanks for listening. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.